A Street Cat Named Bob by James Bowen.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Fellow Travellers. There's a famous quote I read somewhere. It says we're all given second chances, every day of our lives. They're there for the taking. It's just that we don't usually take them. I spent a big chunk of my life proving that quote. I was given a lot of opportunities, sometimes on a daily basis. For a long time, I failed to take any of them. But then, in the early spring of 2007, that finally began to change. It was then that I befriended Bob. Looking back on it, something tells me it might have been his second chance too. I first encountered him on a gloomy Thursday evening in March. London hadn't quite shaken off the winter, and it was still bitingly cold on the streets, especially when the winds blew in off the Thames. There'd even been a hint of frost in the air that night, which was why I'd arrived back at my new sheltered accommodation in Tottenham, North London, a little earlier than usual after a day busking around Covent Garden. As normal, I had my black guitar case and rucksack slung over my shoulders, but this evening I also had my closest friend Belle with me. We'd gone out together years ago, but were just mates now. We were going to eat a cheap takeaway curry and watch a movie on the small black-and-white television set I'd managed to find in a charity shop round the corner. As usual, the lift in the apartment block wasn't working, so we headed for the first flight of stairs, resigned to making the long trudge up to the fifth floor. The strip lighting in the hallway was broken, and part of the ground floor was swathed in dust.